The story of Benedetto Marcello's marriage has a romantic beginning, but a sad and frustrating ending. Marcello was a Venetian nobleman who was a magistrate, but he also wrote and composed. At 44, he was unmarried and absorbed in his busy life. But his life changed when he began to hear a beautiful soprano voice rising up from the everyday noises of the canals. A gondola singer, singing the traditional Venetian gondola songs, known as Aria di Battello. He sent out his servants to track her down, and they identified a 24-year-old Rossana Scalfi. He arranged to meet her and offered to be her singing teacher. Later, they married in a secret religious ceremony. Why the secrecy? Well, the marriage was considered unlawful, as he was a nobleman and she was a commoner. When Marcello died 15 years later from tuberculosis, he left his considerable estate to his wife. But the will was declared null and void, as the marriage was not considered official by the state. Rossana was left homeless and without a penny. A lawsuit was filed asking the support from Marcello's brother, the composer Alessandro, but it was unsuccessful. If you listened to the Bon Bon last week, I talked about Alessandro and mentioned how he was described as being incomparably kind. This leaves me pondering on what was the full story behind this lawsuit and poor Rossana. The last glimpse of Rossana is a report of her featuring in a performance of Artaserse by Paganelli. She died 3 years after her husband's death. In recent years, it was discovered that a set of cantatas attributed to Benedetto Marcello were actually by Rossana. She'd written them in their second year of marriage, writing the libretto as well as the music. They're typical of the style of Italian writing of the time, with da capo arias. Here is Malore Passaggero from Rossana Marcello's fifth cantata. It is sung by Daryl Taylor. Malora Passaggera by Rosanna Marcello from her fifth cantata, and it was sung by Darrell Taylor. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons.